Welcome back to the Daily Football Show, powered by electricitywizard.com.au and Australia's number one rated gas and electricity in comparison site. Yeah, I got there in the end, boys. On the line, we are joined by a very special guest for the second time from Heidelberg United, Adrian Zara.
How are you, guys?
We're well, mate. Aside from botching the intro there, no, we're going well. But Joel Frusci with us, Tony Pasolia. Mate, before we jumped on air, officially that is, we're having a little bit of a chat about yesterday. Heidelberg United have won the NPL. Mate, you must be absolutely buzzing.
Yeah, definitely. It's, obviously words can't really describe the feeling. It's still a little bit surreal, but obviously there still is one more box to tick off, and that's obviously the NPL Championship.
Adrian, it's Joel here. As you mentioned there, I guess this premiership is just part of a bigger picture this season. Obviously, FFA Cup, round of 16, and the Doherty Cup as well. Where does not only that premiership, where does this season rank, I guess, among your career achievements in football?
Definitely up here for one of the best. Obviously, coming in last season and making the decision, obviously, to speak to Cats, and we obviously discussed this yesterday. Went through and was saying how close they were to a championship last year, and obviously bringing a couple of people in and just obviously fixing up those little things they thought were going to take to the next step, and it's all worked out. It's made the move feel so much better and obviously more relieving for myself, because the feeling of obviously having some success when you haven't had some for such a long time, obviously not only for myself individually but for the club and everyone else, there's no better feeling.
Adrian, how'd you go personally yesterday? We see that it was a great, resilient victory, coming from behind twice against Bulleen to down them 5-3. What about yourself personally? Did you have a good day out?
Oh, yeah, look, I think that as a team, we struggled the first 15, 20 minutes to sort of adapt, and we could have obviously been three goals down, and we're lucky to not have been. But look, we felt that we created chances, and sent it myself, I had opportunities, but I think that my second half individual performance was relieving, just for the fact that I obviously missed a good chance the first half. So, look, I don't really dwell too much on my performance. I think that the team itself has obviously shown its character again, to be able to come back two goals down in the second half to obviously come away with the victory.
Adrian, it's Tony here. I guess it doesn't stop now. You're pretty much smack into preparation for the FFA Cup on Wednesday night, travelling to Sydney to play Sydney United, who you met a couple of years ago. So in terms of preparation for that, when do the boys actually fly up? Great exercise in terms of getting the team to bond, obviously, when you're travelling away from home. How's the preparation looking in terms of that clash?
We all got to get our bodies right and make sure that everyone's pulled up fine. So tonight we'll be at training, obviously do a very, very light session, whether it be just slow recovery, obviously ice baths, and maybe just a little bit of shavas, a bit of a touch of the football just to get our bodies going again. And then massages, but then we fly out all tomorrow at about 12:30. And then we'll have at some stage tomorrow night, I'd say, we'll have a session on the synthetic field over there as well, just to obviously get our parts in and prepare and have the understanding of what it's going to be like, obviously, in the game on Wednesday. So that's just us going forward. We've ticked one box and we enjoyed that last night, but obviously going forward now, we just got to concentrate on getting another positive result tomorrow. Wednesday.
You mentioned synthetic surfaces, and you would have played in a couple, obviously, down here in Victoria. But have you managed to play at the ground that you're travelling to?
I have, but the last time I played there, it was actually grass. So it's been that long since I've played at Sydney's ground. I reckon it would have been about 7, 8, 9 years ago, something like that. So definitely haven't played there since, and it's been synthetic. But from what I've heard, it's not the synthetic that we played on Bulleen yesterday, which is isn't the greatest of pitches. We're just looking forward to it, I guess.
Adrian, it's an extremely quick turnaround. 3 days straight into it, big clash up against a team that have some great form up there in New South Wales. You talk about having a light session tonight, but a 3-day turnaround, talk to us about it from a playing perspective. Is it really difficult to try and get the niggles out of the body? And considering that you're at the end of the NPL season, is it a really tough workload on the boys to get up for a game like this?
Yeah, well, obviously, look, you notice it more so when there's so many games crammed up into X amount of weeks, like a 2 week period. You saw, obviously, when we played Bentley, Perth, and had a couple other games in between, and then we finally came up against Oakley, and we were definitely overdone and very lethargic. But as it is at the moment, like, I think now it's about managing our body, so we're not really training and going through the hard sessions and the conditioning. We're just sitting there now just trying to prepare and making sure that our bodies put up their hand on the day to be able to be eligible to play. He's got to do the job, and that's just what we have to do as enterprise and the most professional for ourselves to obviously make sure that.
Like, as someone that has followed Heidelberg closely this season, I feel like the Burgers really established themselves as one of the teams nationally outside the A-League that can really say, you know what, this is what the NPL can offer. And for that matter, so can Sydney United, guys like Panikis, Matt Sim, Mickey Neal. They've all played in the A-League. Do you feel like this game on Wednesday night is, I guess, a real reflection of what these teams below the A-League can offer?
Yeah, well, exactly. So we know that Sydney United are a great team, and they have the same sort of ambition as life, and they've got quality players as well. So we're very mindful, you know, that with obviously our strength and everything as well, that it's not going to be too much difference between playing an A-League side. So we need just to make sure that we're focused and very well prepared, because obviously they're not going to lay over for us, and we know that they've got a very, very strong home crowd and they haven't lost there in a long period of time. So we're hoping for a very, very good game. We know it's definitely going to be a battle, but hopefully, yeah, we come out with the result.
Adrian, over the last few weeks, a lot of different people that we've spoken from, coaches, players at NPL level, with the FFA Cup, have spoken about away trips and how they're a great exercise of bonding, as Tony says, and it builds some great camaraderie within the group. Just for yourself personally, what do you take out of the away trips, and why are there so many coaches and players hoping that they're going to get an away tie? Because I look at it and I go, surely you'd want to play at home and have that home ground advantage, but a lot actually want to get away and get on the road together.
Yeah, it's just because it brings everyone together, and you get to know people more as an individual outside of football as well as just on the pitch. Does that make sense?
So yeah.
For us, it's just a good way to bond and be able to be away from everything else, and the focus is to be purely and entirely on the boys as opposed to just the club and so forth. So as much as we obviously, you've got to worry about the club and the amount that they put in for you behind the scenes, sometimes it's good to sort of get away from that, so you're not as much distracted from it, because all the pressure is also put on the other team to perform and have to win at home, whereas we go there knowing that, you know what, realistically, there's nothing to lose. These guys are playing at home. They've got their crowd in front of them on a pitch that we definitely don't play on, because they're going to play on one synthetic field this season, whereas they would have played 13 to 15 games there this year. So the push is all on them. So and that's another reason why coaches feel as if, you know what, when you play away from home and you don't have that home ground advantage, it's also another good way to look at things and think, okay, well, let's get the boys together and really give it a big kick.
Lovely. And who's your roomie? Who's your partner when you're on tour?
Well, we're just sort of more excited. So yesterday we get to the airport and everyone's sort of having their breakfast and at the end of the plane, we'll sort of have some sort of knowledge of what's going on.
Fair enough, too easy. I'll just sorry.
As long as I get a good night's sleep, mate, because you showed up work today, I'm fine. As long as someone that's not too irritating.
No pranks or anything? The boys running around?
I reckon there'll be a few. We'll leave that for another podcast.
I reckon you seem like the type of bloke who'd be at the top of the list, I reckon. But anyway. I get that feeling, you know, Adrian to Adrian, you know, there's a bit of cheek amongst
yeah,
the namesake.
I play the card right now, I'm talking over the radio, but behind the scenes, I'm just as much of a little shit.
Very good, very good. Joel, do you have a last one for him?
Adrian, I know you're working at the as a bit of an auctioneer or operations manager at the auction yard now. What was heard a little bit of beeping off the top there? What was that in the background?
I shouldn't hear anything, but it might have been someone basically just pulling down for a move down a gate, or
okay.
Someone to move, or yeah, something small, yeah.
Absolutely love it. Adrian, we'll leave you to it, mate. We're really appreciative of your time here on the Daily Football Show. Your second appearance in a few weeks, mate. We had to get you back.
I reckon it might be a third. After a good result as well.
Yeah, exactly, mate. Hopefully after a win against Sydney United. But I don't want to throw you under the bus too much here, but you were second cab off the rank. Joel Frusci here wanted Luke Biles to come on the show. And then,
yeah. Biles has been giving a lot of people custard lately. He just sits there and he promises interviews over the after. He can't back it up. We actually voted for him for wearing our worst shirt for training for the week just because of it. Because he sits there and he promises interviews and talks and everything else, but he never really backs it up. So
yeah.
I'll make sure he cops it again this week.
Maybe a bit of head wobble considering he's played at the likes of Southampton. Who knows, mate? But
that's it.
We're very appreciative. So Adrian Zara from Heidelberg United taking on Sydney United 58 in the FFA Cup on Wednesday night. It's going to be an absolute cracker. I can't wait for it. Best of luck,
mate. Thank you very much.